This is the UCLA Mindful Monday Meditation. Each week, Marvin G. Belzer, or one of our UCLA Mindful teachers, leads a 30-minute guided session offering a variety of themes and practices to cultivate self-awareness, emotion regulation, and increased well-being. Thanks for joining us.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Monday meditation. Thanks for joining. If you're new to meditation, we are here to meditate, and I hope to give clear guidance. And I do believe that, you know, the basics of mindfulness can be practiced, can be learned, can be taught effectively, and so there's no need to feel like you're here just to get information in order to do it later. We actually will meditate together, and the invitation will be to try. It does take some effort, but it's mostly patience and a willingness to kind of stay with it, as you'll see. So what we'll do is we use our ability to decide where to place our attention, and we focus on elements of our own experience. And we try to find elements of experience that are relatively neutral, meaning not charged with a lot of emotion or pain. And so typically, ambient sound is pretty good, or sensations in our bodies like the feel of the breath and so forth. And the reason we do this is taking time to actually pay attention, sustain attention with these types of sensations. The mind naturally becomes calmer, more clear, more stable, and so forth. And so this is something that can be practiced. Most forms, not all, but most forms of meditation begin one way or another in this way. With mindfulness practice, also in those moments when we realize the attention has drifted, we're still in the meditation process. And indeed, those can be really important in those moments, just when, you know, we were trying to stay with the breath, and we were doing it for a bit, and then we realize that we've been daydreaming or worried about something. Our attention quite easily gets pulled away, often with thoughts. And so in those moments when we recognize, oh, right, I was trying to stay with my breath, now I'm daydreaming. Okay, we have permission just to include whatever is happening as part of the meditation. And for mindfulness practice, this also is really good to do. Just that recognition, thinking, planning, worrying, often there will be emotions that are noticeable. And so we can recognize them, feel them in our bodies, and then without having fixed anything, just gently come back. So this is the core of mindfulness practice. Over these last couple of weeks, we've talked about other practices using thoughts that are a good complement, a good resource also to use. And so we'll also do that again today near the end. So let's begin. Eyes can be open or closed. Might take a few deeper breaths as we begin, slightly deeper in-breath and out-breath. Maybe even a little sigh with the out-breath. And letting your breath be normal. We'll come back to the normal breath in a minute. But for now, I invite you just to notice the sounds you can hear. Whatever is happening in your environment, in your head, just notice that, oh, I can direct my attention to sounds. And that doesn't mean eliminate other things, but in the midst of whatever else may be happening, we kind of give priority to what we can hear, even though it probably isn't that astonishing. So we don't try to hear everything. We don't have to keep track. Just noticing some of the sounds happening moment after moment. So it's important to know that we're not trying to get something out of the sensations, right? The sensations are what they are. And we do tune into them, but not to extract something, simply because they're useful. So the activity is mental. This focusing, sustaining attention on something relatively simple. And this is something we can do. So you can stay with sounds if you wish. Come back to sounds whenever you wish. It's also good to practice with our bodies in a similar way. So when you wish, letting your attention settle into your body, and to begin, just survey your body, head, shoulders, arms, hands, torso, legs, feet, shifting from sounds to these visceral physical sensations that are noticeable in our bodies. And as much as we can, completely free of judgment about what there is, right? So it may be like, wow, I can hardly feel anything. Or on the opposite end, I'm just overwhelmed with all the sensations I can feel. So that can vary from person to person or from time to time. So just noticing vibration, pressure, softness, whatever it is, how you know that you are embodied, these sensations. So we feel into our bodies. It can be natural to notice sensations connected with the normal breath. So not breathing deeply the way we began, just letting the breath take place. There are sensations that can be noticeable in the abdomen, the chest, or at the opening of the nose. The abdomen, the chest, slight rising, tensing with the in-breath. Falling, softening, dissolving with the out-breath. At the nose, a flow of fine sensations as air comes in, as air leaves. So, as with the sounds with which we began, we're not trying to get something out of these sensations. They're just sort of handy, right? And it's the mental activity, this focusing, sustaining attention. So that's what we do. Just focus, let your attention rest, so to speak, in the abdomen, the chest, or at the nose. Just knowing when the in-breath begins is enough based on these sensations, when the out-breath begins. So we make effort. It definitely takes some effort, it's a decision to try, and a sort of willingness to stay with it and mustering that patience. But it's weird. It's definitely hard to do for any length of time, but in principle, it's very easy to do. So if it seems too easy, that's okay. Just stay with it. If it seems too hard, well, stay with it. In that case, also, see what happens. If for any reason the breath just doesn't feel quite right, you can come back to sounds or maybe find sensations somewhere else in your body, the hands or the feet, standing also is a fine posture, tuning into the feet. But do resist the temptation to try to get it perfect. So we don't need to get it perfect. Good enough is good enough. Just knowing when the in-breath begins, the out-breath, and so forth. And then keeping in mind that for sure, try as we might, there will be those moments when the attention has drifted. And it might be all too familiar thoughts, might be a random new thought coming out of this quiet space, anything. And so just recognize thinking, planning, worrying. We don't have to squelch thoughts, but we can practice not just yielding to that maybe habit of just flowing with the thoughts. So don't be uptight, but just be vigilant in a way. Just recognizing these are thoughts. We don't have to fix them. Maybe there is emotion coming with the thoughts. Often there will be. We can recognize them too. Try to feel them in your body. In the torso, there is a component of the emotion that can be really important to feel into. but I'm making it sound like a big job here. It's not. It is something we can practice, but in terms of like the instructions, it's just permission to be real, and always with that option of bringing attention back to the more manageable sensations of the breath or sounds. So I'll be silent for a bit. We can practice together. So we'll take a few more minutes for the meditation together. If you wish, I would invite you to transition to using thoughts as a form of meditation. Last week, we talked about sharing joy, the practice of mudita. And if you wish, you might do that. You may not want to. So, just continue as you wish. For these moments, this practice is where we simply allow someone to come to mind for whom something good has happened. And we recognize why they've come to mind. And maybe big, maybe small, doesn't matter. And we kind of respond to that recognition with a phrase like, "May your good fortune continue." And so we can repeat that phrase, "May your good fortune continue." Just enjoy those moments of thinking of this person. And if no one comes to mind, no need to rush. And you may not be in the mood to do this, so again, no need to rush or change anything. So it's kind of a playful practice.
Marvin, can you tell us what the phrase is, what the phrase is?
The phrase, "May your good fortune continue." Or if that seems a little stilted, use your own phrase, but we're just recognizing the goodness of in someone's life and wishing them even more or wishing them well with it. "May your good fortune continue." So we have a really playful approach here. We take a little bit of delight, even when we can't think of anyone. And we think of someone, no, nothing good's happened for them. No. This can happen, and it's actually very funny, right? And it's also, okay, that's my mind right now, right? So where's my breath? Can stay with one person or see if someone else comes to mind. Doesn't mean that things are that great. They may be having problems, but with some improvement, say. So it's not an overall analysis or evaluation. It's just recognizing the goodness that is real for people. You may not even know them, right? The Cincinnati Reds sort of snuck into the National League wild card spot. May your good fortune continue. You can do that even if you hate the Reds, even if you're a Mets fan and the Reds got in because the Mets didn't. You can muster that recognition of goodness. May your good fortune continue. That's hard. Take another 30 seconds. Be playful. So thank you. We'll end the meditation there today. Thank you for your practice. The basics of meditation are really, really simple. And of course, once we get going, once we develop an interest in a practice, then there are can be permutations and nuances and so forth to explore and so forth. But the basics are very simple. And this idea of focusing attention on something like the sounds we can hear or the sensations connected with the normal breath, this is doable and time-tested. Human beings have done this for centuries in different contexts. And the idea is that just giving ourselves that opportunity to pay attention, where this is what we're doing, right? We're not multitasking right now when we're doing this, right? We don't have one eye on our email or anything else. It's like, just where's my breath? And it can seem absurd to be like just paying attention to the breath. But the reason it is not absurd as an activity is that it is a time-tested way of cultivating really good states. And it's something that we can see for ourselves with practice. And then that opening to whatever presents itself in this context, that permission just to be real with emotions and with the and so forth is also a really important part of mindfulness practice. And then there also can be these auxiliary complementary practices like the appreciation of goodness, the goodness that is part of human beings' lives, even right around us, even people we know or know about, and so forth. And this is an interesting practice. We won't do it every time, but we did it last week and so forth. But I decided to kind of emphasize it again because, as you know, there are other similar practices which we'll touch on in the next weeks, but like compassion and you know, kindness and so forth. But very often the patterns that we notice in our own minds tend to be around difficulties, right? Difficult emotions. And of course, we practice with difficult emotions. We feel the sorrow, the anger, the indignation, you know, the despair and so forth, whatever the emotions are, we feel them in our bodies, right? And we practice with that. And there can be times when we notice that our minds are going habitually into kind of rumination along these lines. And a very, very normal and so forth. And we can practice with them. And one way of practicing, in addition to the basics of mindfulness, is just trying to changing the channel, right? So that instead of like ruminating on the problematic nature of things, we just like, no, I am going to think about my neighbor who just adopted a cat and is delighted. And it's not like a big evaluation of the neighbor because we can see that this is a wild cat they just adopted and it's going to be a disaster within a few days. But for now, it's good. And we can appreciate the goodness and wish them, you know, we can wish them more goodness, even blah, blah, blah. And we're super playful. And the example I gave at the end, but you may not know what I was talking about. It was baseball and blah, 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 baseball, you know. But we can do that. We can do that. I said, actually, if you're a sports fan, it can be super interesting when your favorite team gets beat. It can be very interesting, very, you're sad, you care. But you can actually focus attention on the other team that you hate and their joy. Right when they win. May your good fortune continue. We don't have to feel anything, right? It's just we're using thoughts and so forth. And so this can be a good practice. There can be times when we notice that we're ruminating and we need to change the channel in the, you know, and so forth. But it can also be good to practice this sort of thing when there's not a lot of intensity happening, right? And so this is sometimes perhaps neglected a little bit in Buddhist circles, this sort of practice of sharing the joy, because we tend to go to compassion, and we'll probably do that next week, but which is a fantastic practice. This can seem a little bit trivial, Right. Given the intensity of the problems around us, like, why am I now? I'm wasting time observing my breath. Now I'm wasting even more time thinking about my neighbor just because they think they're happy because they adopted a cat. No, it's like we're taking responsibility for our own minds.
Hey Marvin,
Yeah.
can you use that success towards yourself, like in
Yeah,
saying like sticking with a new habit, like a diet or something, you know?
with this practice, it can be good to focus on other people, others rather than self. If you do think of something that you appreciate about yourself, then we're in the territory of gratitude. And so if something does come to mind in that territory, just kind of expressing gratitude rather than may I get more, right? But we certainly can practice with that recognition of goodness in our own lives also. And it's with these sorts of practices, what I would, if you find it interesting, what I would suggest is either beginning your meditation period or ending your meditation period with a few minutes of this sort of thing. It can be a nice way to get into meditation or a nice way to end a meditation session. And especially with sharing joy, it's good to be playful. And to recognize those times when our minds just don't want to shift attention to this sort of thing. It's very, very interesting, and so forth. And of course, yeah, it can be a happy practice, Laurie says. And but we don't kind of hinge anything on what we feel about it, right? It's not that, we may feel something, we may not, but it still can be a good practice just for like coming to appreciate, we're still in a territory where we're not trying to control thoughts, we're not trying to squelch thoughts, but there can be a place for these as a complement to the basics of mindfulness. But yeah, I see we do have some baseball fans in the audience. We may over these it may be important to if you're a Mets fan, we should have done compassion today. Thank you all for your attention and for your show, for your practice. And as you know, you can do this on your own, and I encourage it for sure. Take some time, and I appreciate the those of you who I recognize as showing up quite a lot. By the way, the only rule is don't come every time. You know that, right? That's don't come every time. The reason for that is, anyway, I used to do a Friday when I first started teaching meditation many years ago. When I was teaching at Bowling Green State, I did a Friday night meditation, and that was the only rule: don't come every time, because I didn't. People could skip for 4 weeks or 8 weeks or 82 weeks and still be welcome to show up on Friday nights. So that. See you all. Take care.
Thanks for listening to the UCLA Mindful Monday Meditation. For more information about our classes, workshops, and retreats, please visit uclahealth.org/UCLA Mindful. Join us each week for a new session on mindfulness.